This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 44. Coming up, one of the most unusual lineups of song titles ever on the Great Openings Podcast. All five songs having something very much in common in their titles. Will you be able to recognize them after hearing only the opening notes? Will you be able to identify the artist? Plus, as always, we bring you a little trivia, nuggets of information about each of our featured songs. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks so much for playing along. I have had such a good time putting this podcast together. I don't think we will ever have such a unique lineup of featured songs. Yeah, they have a theme like we normally do. And yes, like many times, they have something in common in their title. But this episode, all five of the songs have the exact same title. Imagine that. Now, to be truthful, there are only four songs, but one of our featured songs has been recorded twice, so we are going to feature both versions of that. The clues, the answers, of course, from our live music and entertainment trivia here in the Atlanta area every Saturday night. And of course, you can play trivia all week long live in your favorite restaurants and bars around Atlanta, North Georgia, and now in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can find more at thetriviafactory.com. But let's get to the clues. Five hits. And all five songs, something in common. Yeah, the very same title. Here we go. Hit number one from 1967. Hit number two was from 1968.
I am the God of Hellfire.
Hit number three from 1975. Hit number four is from 1978. And song number six, 1986. Those are the clues, the answers, and a little bit of trivia about each of our five songs coming up in just a minute. I've been telling you about Twitter and my Twitter feed. Just about every day, Monday through Friday, I send out a trivia question of the day. 8 a.m. is Eastern time is when I usually post it. It's just for fun, but I get a lot of feedback, sometimes on Facebook, sometimes direct messages on Twitter, and people that I just run into throughout the week play along. At 8 p.m., I generally post the answer to Jim's trivia question of the day. But something new came up with the idea of doing a This Day in Music History factoid. So every day at noon, usually Monday through Friday, I'll post on my Twitter feed a This Day in Music History. A little bit of trivia, all told within, what is it, 140 characters or less. If you would like to see them, the best way to do it is to follow me on Twitter, if you do Twitter. And you can find me at twitter.com/Jim Driscoll. That's J-I-M-D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L. We, of course, run it all together into one long word for that purpose. All right, are you ready for the answers for our five songs? I mentioned before that one of the songs tonight was actually the same song recorded by two artists. You probably have figured out the name of the song. Well, all five songs, Fire. And hit number one from 1967. It's classic rock from Jimi Hendrix.
Stand, let's do your fire. Hey,
stand, let's do your fire. Well, despite its suggestive lyrics and overtones, the song Fire by Jimi Hendrix actually had a rather innocuous origin. It was supposedly a cold New Year's Eve in England. They were finishing up a gig, and the bass player for the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Noel Redding, invited Jimi to his mother's house. Jimi Hendrix wanted to stand next to the fireplace to warm himself, and from that came the inspiration for the line, "Let me stand next to your fire." And supposedly the family's Great Dane was in the way, and from that he was inspired to write, "I'll move over, Rover, and let Jimmy take over."
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Hit number two, 1968. Went to number two on the charts for Arthur Brown. Well, Arthur Brown was an English rocker who was known for his flamboyant theatrical style. He is said to be an influence on artists like Alice Cooper and Kiss. Now, the song is often mistakenly credited to the crazy world of Arthur Brown, which technically is not correct. Officially, he's credited on the record simply as Arthur Brown. But the song came from the album that was titled The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and that's how radio station DJs have often credited the song. Hit number three, 1975, number one hit for the Ohio Players. Fire is certainly the best known and considered a signature song for the Ohio Players. They were an R&B and funk band from Ohio, of course, specifically from Dayton, Ohio. The song was recorded at Mercury Records Paragon Studios in Chicago. While performing it in California, the band let Stevie Wonder hear the basic track for the song, and he predicted it would become a big hit. Not surprisingly, he was correct. Fire made it to the top of both the pop and the soul charts. It is also currently used as the theme song to the Fox reality series Hell's Kitchen. Hit number four was number two hit in 1978, Fire by the Pointer Sisters. And we'll give you a little bit of trivia about the Pointer Sisters' Fire after we give you the answer to song number five. Yeah, the same song by its author, Bruce Springsteen, from 1986. Well, Bruce Springsteen originally wrote Fire for Elvis Presley, who was his idol growing up. He sent Elvis a demo of it in 1977, but the King died soon after and never got to record it. Springsteen sang it in his live concerts, but initially didn't release it as a record. Then the Pointer Sisters did release it in 1978 at the suggestion of their producer. They had a smash success with it, went all the way to number two on the charts. Now, if my research is correct, Springsteen's version was actually recorded on December 16th, 1978 during a live concert, but he did not release it as his own recording until 8 years later on an album. And it was part of his album called Live, 1975-1985. So there you have it. Four songs, five records, all with the same name, Fire. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon here again on the Great Openings podcast. Well, your feedback is always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. The show notes are on my blog, and you can find that at jimdriscoll.net. And, of course, follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/jimdriscoll. Thanks for downloading and thanks for listening. We always thank you for playing along. See you next time on the Great Openings podcast.